More than 30 agencies and 100 volunteers have staged the screenings twice a year since 2009, coordinated by Whole Child Leon. This Friday, as they do every spring, they'll screen for problems with vision, hearing, dental, behavioral issues, and more. Whole Child Leon Executive Director Courtney Atkins says about 65% of the children screened have at least one developmental delay.
When children enter kindergarten and they haven't had an intervention that they might need, it doesn't feel good to them, and it sets a tone that can last a lifetime.
Holly McPhail serves on Whole Child Leon's board as a parent representative. She didn't get involved by bringing her son to a screening, but wishes she had. It took almost 9 months on her own to get a diagnosis and treatment for him.
I wish that I had had the opportunity to take Joshua to one of the Whole Child Leon screening days, because that day I would have been connected with the provider and would have saved 9 months of heartache and strife and not knowing what to do as a mother to help my son communicate better.
Angel Trejo, now retired from the Department of Children and Families, helped to start the screenings. He says they've expanded to include Florida State University's College of Medicine and to focus more on maternal health.
It's important to know the caretaker, and usually the primary caretaker is mom, is mentally fit, healthy, and so they can provide good health care and good care to their child.
Just one other Florida county, Hillsborough, does these screenings. Longtime volunteer Vicki Peace recalls how the Leon contingent learned the ropes from them.
We got excited, then some members of our group went down and spent, you know, time with them during a screening, and they said, yep, we can pull this off. So we've done it 10 years now.
Now they've served nearly 1,000 children aged 6 months to 5 years. The next screening is Friday, April 12th at 8:30 a.m. at Children's Medical Services. I'm Margie Menzel.